KLAK 1260 AM Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. After 22 days without a speaker, Republicans elected Mike Johnson to take the gavel. Pro Tem Patrick McHenry announcing he received 220 votes.
Therefore, the Honorable Mike Johnson of the state of Louisiana, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Johnson succeeding where others like Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise, and Tom Emmer failed. ABC's Jay O'Brien is on Capitol Hill.
He's in his fourth term here on the Hill. He's 51 years old. He's a deeply religious conservative from Louisiana. Steve Scalise, the number two in the House, is also from Louisiana. But also, he was part amongst 140 Republicans, of former President Trump's effort to obstruct the results of the 2020 election. He voted not to certify the results of the 2020 election in the House.
Johnson now tasked with uniting a fractured conference following weeks of infighting. Concerns are growing that the Israel-Hamas war could broaden into a wider conflict as Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Part of Interstate 90 in Wisconsin might be named after the state's Native American code talkers. There's a bill in the legislature to dedicate the stretch of freeway between La Crosse and Toma, the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. Code talkers used their tribal languages for secret communication to help the U.S. Army win World Wars I and II. The state of Wisconsin is joining a federal lawsuit against the social media company Meta. 32 other states are part of the suit. It accuses Meta of knowingly designing and launching addictive features on Instagram and Facebook, leading to a mental health crisis for young people across the nation. The coalition also says it's looking into the social media app TikTok for similar reasons. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Quick Trip has announced that its Quick Rewards program is back up and fully functional about 2 weeks after a cybersecurity incident. The company also assured their rewards members that rewards cards swiped during the outage have been credited with the proper amount, and expiration dates for discounts that would have expired during the system outage have been extended through the end of the month. The company also noted it does not appear any personal or confidential data was stolen in the incident. A bipartisan bill would fund driver's education for the first time since 2004 in Wisconsin. The legislation would allow the Department of Transportation to establish a driver's education grant program, allowing more young people to access driver's education and make the roads safer. People under the age of 20 who are eligible for a free or reduced price lunch in the federal school lunch program would be eligible to have the cost of their driver's education class covered by the grant program. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 51. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs around 61. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 52.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Located in downtown Stillwater. Because this place is so haunted, we're doing a paranormal investigation of this location live on the air. Though this is not an in-person event, you can still listen to this on the radio, but we suggest you watch us live on Facebook to see if any ghosts show up on camera. So after you take the kiddies out trick-or-treating, join us Tuesday, October 31st, for our special Halloween episode of Ghost Box Radio starting at 8 p.m. only on AM 950.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies today with a high near 57. Tonight, rain with a low around 54. And Thursday, more rain with a high around 60.
Discover the best peach cobbler at Latunji's Palette. Enjoy gourmet desserts, sandwiches, and coffee drinks. Find Latunji's at 1400 Park Avenue South in Minneapolis. Satisfy your sweet tooth and support a social enterprise built with purpose and fortified with love at Latunji's Palette. More at latunjispalette.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Matt Brett here. Jeff McGillicuddy-Stein joining us here at 3:30 to talk about the latest news on the national circuit. We are guest-free for the rest of the show, though. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Brett, how are we today?
I'm just shocked that Republicans elected a speaker. So,
I'm going to get to that.
Yeah, other than that, feeling rather surprised by that. I'm doing all right.
By the way, just we're going to play something off of my Twitter feed here in just a little bit, just FYI, about this new speaker. Because we'll get to that in a second. But in case you don't know, it is Wednesday. I believe the date is the 25th of October. Am I correct on this?
You are right.
All right. It's a significant day because apparently a week ago I was told by multiple people on social media, we're going to have another blizzard. So checking the actual temperature outside for our blizzard here because, oh boy, I don't know about you, but it was sure tough getting into work today. At dry roads at speed limit, 54 degrees. Now, I'm no science whiz, but if I'm not mistaken, 54 is more than 32, correct?
Yeah, I don't think you're quite going to get much accumulating snow.
Oh, that freeze. Got to watch for the glazing ice, though, huh? At 54 degrees. What is wrong with you people? All right, I get it. Brett, I don't know if you're aware of this. Everyone out there, I got a little historical note for you. Apparently now, in 1991, we had a blizzard here in Minnesota. I know, right on Halloween. It was amazing. Amazing. Feet of snow, gloom and doom, everybody angry, good times for all. I have no idea why so many people are obsessed with getting those negative, angry feelings out again. But every year, right around this time, around the 20th of October, maybe even a little earlier, like this year, you get people who are, guess what I see in the weather forecast? It's a little cooler, gloom and doom. It's going to be another blizzard. We're all going to die. Good times. No, stop it. I don't know what's wrong with you as an individual, that this is how you get your jollies. I guess, in the age of social media, Faces of Death has lost its luster. What's wrong with you people? By the way, it's not just them. There is a cottage industry in the weather industry. It's like, we're going to have high temperatures somewhere between 70 and zero. And you're like, okay, you can't narrow it down. Well, if I narrow it down, I can't cause panic and stampedes. Well, thanks for that. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Apparently very northwestern Minnesota is going to get like a few inches, maybe. But we're not talking about like Warren way up there in the very northwestern part of the state which is basically Canada anyway, with Canada without all the government services. So, yeah, I get why you guys are so angry up there. But they're going to get a little snow here. I think we're getting rain, maybe a dusting of snow on Sunday. The most evil, wicked dusting of snow you've ever seen in your life. And it's not going to stick because the ground's like 60 freaking degrees. I got lush green grass in my front yard, man. I still have yet to rake. It's October 25th. I have yet to rake, but I do get a rake. It will be cooler. It'll be like a normal fall.
Yeah, like a typical early November, late October day.
Have I told you? I actually think November is one of the more underrated months in the state. Once the leaves are all down and everything's raked up and you don't have snow on the ground, it's kind of stark, but I like it. I think it's okay.
I don't know if there's many people that like November in Minnesota, but... I could see some of that when you get the leaves raked up. Yeah.
Brett's posting his blizzard warnings. Like, I don't know why you like that. It's going to be gloom and doom. You know why you have to keep things in perspective? Remember last year we lost a whole bunch of fishermen up on Lower Red Lake that basically chunked off on an iceberg and set sail. It's a three-hour tour, which we don't. Apparently, we do not have a Coast Guard unit on the Lower and Upper Red Lake. So they basically, I guess, sent Cletus out there with his outboard to go get these guys off the ice. Good luck with all that. You know, as long as you have cell service, call then next of kin. We have to put things in perspective. Ice is not going to form anytime soon. Even if it gets really cold here, it's not going to form anytime soon because everything's so dang warm still. No, you're not going to have a blizzard. Enjoy for what? Heck, I think there's a 50-50 chance I'm going to be mowing well into November again. Again! In November! You know, when we move the harvest to December, I think that's when that's our first sign.
Christmas harvest.
Oh, Christmas.
I'll be out late. It'll be eventually in like 30 years.
It's like we're in Northern Alabama then. And it's like, oh, God, do we really want to be Northern Alabama? I don't want to be Northern Alabama. Wisconsin's kind of the Alabama of the North. I don't want to be like that, man. No, I'm good. I'm good with what we're doing here. Anyway, stop. Just stop. I get it. In November or in 1991, that October, that Halloween, there was a really bad snowstorm. Stop. It happens. You know, I don't, do people run around New Orleans going, another Katrina's coming? No, no, you cold, heartless bastards. No, hey, don't do that. Yeah, the Donner Party returns. No, no, they had to eat each other. That wasn't a good time. I'm sorry your life is so miserable that this is how you get joy, is to basically scare and terrify everyone around you. But don't do this. Stop it. Stop it. It's 54. Cloudy skies.
Some of those are kind of like just clickbait headlines.
It is.
Massive snowstorm coming to Twin Cities October 31st. Read more.
This is the only way I make chicken anymore. What are you doing with the Skittles? That's that sort of thing. I'm looking at your list of ingredients there, and I don't think this is the best chicken you've ever had. Either that or you've never had chicken before. Or food, for that matter. You've been eating dirt, and so it's like this is mildly better than dirt, but that's going to be my guess. 952-946-6205. All right. It is also October 25th, 2023. I think we can officially make this call here. The Republican Party, as we know it, is dead. It is dead. Dead, 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 dead. What you used to know as a Republican Party, which was in the 1980s under Reagan, fiscally conservative, socially liberal. Then you got the kind of this, moving more towards, less socially liberal. They started running the more moderate candidates out of the party. You then get to Bush and Cheney and the way that they kind of ruined everything. And then you get to John McCain picking Sarah Palin. And that was the beginning. That was really the Republican Party had changed dramatically up until that point. But when Sarah Palin became a grossly underqualified screaming harpy of an idiot from Alaska became the number two on a presidential ticket because McCain's camp was terrified of Barack Obama and Joe Biden at that point. So they felt they had to do something to appease the fan base. And so there's a girl, I think she's my girlfriend, she's going to run for vice president. That's what they kind of went for. The second they did this, it was the end. And we have just now see the culmination of this. And the culmination is, even though at most you really have about 100 real MAGA Republicans in the House, the MAGA Republicans just basically pulled, they basically overthrew the leadership and installed Mike Johnson as the Speaker of the House. Now, I understand there's a lot of people that are putting, there's a picture of Mike Johnson. He doesn't look cute with his little dimples. Oh, look at him there. The Louisiana guy. This guy, I would make an argument he's worse than Jim Jordan. And I can actually make a very legit argument he's worse than Jim Jordan. MAGA Republicans knew they all they had to do was wait out the traditional part of the party, and with the thin margin they had, they could basically control who became the eventual speaker. And they just their plan were to sit this to vote down Scalise, vote down Emmer, vote down anyone that could possibly be a moderate choice within the party, because eventually they knew the what goes as a moderate Republican, which is truly really kind of a far-right Republican of the 1990s, is now the moderate side of that party. But the non-MAGA Republicans basically all embraced Johnson just to get someone in there. This, don't fool yourself, this is a disastrous choice for the Republican Party. This is, well, I think it's, if you want, I mean, at this moment forward, we are in the Whig territory, where the Whigs in the 1840s, 1850s, basically said you had to be pro-slavery to be a Whig, and that alienated the rest of the Whigs, and they left. That's what you've got now. If you are a Republican, you're in the House, they unanimously voted for this guy. Because once again, MAGA Republicans knew they could just stall this out long enough to eventually they could get one of their far-right stooges as the Speaker of the House. And you guys obliged. And you guys obliged because you think to yourself there's some way you can claw this back. But what you have done is established an extremist far-right zealot as your standard bearer now in the U.S. House. Mike Johnson became the 56th Speaker of the House on Wednesday, ending 3 weeks of chaos and dysfunction among Republicans. The House elected Johnson by a party-line vote of 220 to 209. No Republicans opposed him. With a Speaker, the House can once again function as a legislative body and consider bills to fund the government and support foreign allies. Lawmakers have been unable to do much as name a post office as Republicans bickered among themselves. First elected in 2016, Johnson's relatively short tenure in the House and low national profile likely helped him get the gavel after a passive-aggressive backstabbing sank the three previous Republican nominees who either chaired committees or served in party leadership. And once again, I want to make sure we understand this. This was by design. Jim Jordan was their choice. But when Jim Jordan couldn't get it, they said, who's Jim Jordan but without the publicity? It is Mike Johnson. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, a moderate Republican from Pennsylvania, which once again means he's a far-right Republican from the 1990s. He hasn't acquired a single enemy in his time here. He's very humble. He's going to throw bombs. He's not going to throw bombs or attack people personally. Or is he now? All right. I think that's going to be interesting. Here's where, like I said, here's where they give up the ghost here. Johnson is a staunch social conservative who has opposed abortion and gay rights. He led his colleagues in asking the Supreme Court to throw out the 2020 presidential election on behalf of then-President Trump, who falsely claimed the contest was tainted by fraud. And like most of his colleagues, Johnson voted to object to certifying the result even after a mob of Trump supporters had ransacked the Capitol. Even today, as we have I think, over 200 court cases where they have not found any evidence of voter fraud and voter misconduct in the 2020 election. They still push this lie. Heck, they actually had cyber ninjas, a conservative far-right group of phonies, get complete control of all the ballots and voting machines in Arizona. Basically had carte blanche to look at them, got all the voter data, got all this stuff, and even they had people coming in to see if there was bamboo in the paper because they were insisting all the Arizona votes were imported from China. And at the end of it, even cyber ninjas came on back and said, oh, Joe Biden actually got more votes than he initially got tallied with. Even they came back and found no fraud. And yet these people, they still lie. Now, either they're complete idiots, they're trying to overthrow the government, or they know that the people who follow them want to overthrow the government, so they throw this red meat out at them. It's one of the three. But this is now, you have a election denier, a pro January 6th insurrection politician as the Speaker of the House. The Republican Party is dead, my friend. Any of you suburbanites who say that I voted for Republican, no, that your standard now is you have to believe the 2020 election was fraudulent, even though there's no evidence for it, even though they've searched in, you know, relentlessly for evidence and they can't find any. You are basically, you're completely against LGBTQ rights. Yeah, I guarantee you that. We'll get to that here in a second. And as well, you pretty much are for a national ban on abortion. That's the Republican Party of today, because that's this guy. And every Republican in the House voted for him. I'll take a break. Come on back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
How does this sound? Doesn't this sound better? If you've decided to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota instead to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved when someone repurposes your old cabinets, fixtures, and lumber. Think of all the resources saved by diverting those building materials from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota makes it happen for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, funds are available to make the environmentally responsible alternative comparable to a typical demolition. For more information, check out betterfuturesminnesota.com. That's betterfuturesminnesota.com. Or call 612-351-8650. And don't forget to shop the Reuse Warehouse in Minneapolis.
Hi, I'm Rachel Shamblatt. My dad is Dr. Scott Shamblatt from Shamblatt Family Dentistry. A lot of people are afraid of the dentist, but you don't have to be. My dad makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun. He won't be mad if you haven't seen a dentist in a long time. He just wants to take care of you and your teeth. If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Shamblatt Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at shamblattfamilydentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
End-of-life decisions are not easy to make. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Hospice Care. It's important to make sure that this difficult time is meaningful and comforting to you and your loved ones. Our hospice team provides an individualized program of physical, emotional, spiritual, and practical care so your loved one is comfortable and not in pain. At Mary T. Hospice, we understand that choosing the right hospice care provider can be overwhelming, but we're here to assist you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Pete Aguilar, for the Democrat from California, chimed in and said, this has been about one thing. This is about who will appease Donald Trump. And this is, I mean, the House Republicans are now first and foremost concerned about Donald Trump, then the United States of America. Make no mistake about that. They all voted for this guy. This is not country over party anymore. It's Trump uber alles. And that's just the reality of it. And they proved the point, because I think Aguilar was trying to get this response. Aguilar noted Johnson's leading role in the Supreme Court brief, prompting an outburst from several Republicans. Damn right, yelled Republican Representative Ana Paulina Luna from Florida. Exactly. Damn right we want to overthrow the government. That's who these people are.
We're going to play. Okay, let me start with one thing. I've talked about it. This is clearly an election denier, that he honestly does believe Joe Biden somehow stole the election, even though they have offered zero proof that this has happened. And even when Republicans have looked into it, they've come back and said, no, there's no evidence of this at all. He still is one of those people. He is, as Stephanie Miller was on the air with us last week, this is a slow rolling attempt to overthrow the government. Johnson is clearly a person who is there to throw out any legitimate election in 2024 and install Donald Trump as president if he can do it. That is where his goal is right now. The installing of Donald Trump. That is everything he's for. Because that's everything this guy has been for. And before you say to me, it's like, how dare you? Dude, how many court cases does it take? 200? Because it hasn't. 200 court cases have said there's no evidence of any fraud. And this guy still says, there's fraud. So either he's a complete idiot, he's trying to overthrow the government, or he's just throwing out red meat to appease people who want to overthrow the government. None of those are good. The idiot is probably the best option of the three. He also is an insane anti-abortion zealot. Let's go ahead, play this video clip when you get the chance here, Brett. This is from the House Judiciary Democrats on Twitter.
Roe v. Wade gave constitutional cover to the elective killing of unborn children in America, period. You think about the implications of that on the economy. We're all struggling here to cover the bases of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and all the rest. If we had all those able-bodied workers in the economy, we wouldn't be going upside down and toppling over like this. Listen,
the gentleman,
I will not yield. I will not. Roe was a terrible corruption of America's constitutional jurisprudence.
So I want to make sure you understand, for every person out there that got up and voted in 2022, thank you very much for that. That was very good. And voted in 2020, good for you. You should realize this is a Republican who wants to make abortion and contraception illegal in the United States of America. Overall, forget about the states' rights thing. This is his goal. He clearly, in that little clip, he is making the argument that women should be compelled to bring more able-bodied workers into the world so they wouldn't have to slow Social Security and Medicare. Forced birth on women. Women should be forced to give birth just so we get more workers in the workforce. What kind of fascist bastard is this guy? Because that's some evil dictator stuff right there. That is Stalin. That is, Hitler. That is some wildly out there stuff. I would also mention that this is a guy who is written the federal Don't Say Gay bill. That he wants to make it a standard that you can't even acknowledge gay people within society, which basically means no marriage, no protective rights, nothing like that, that people can, I guess, murder a gay person and that's okay. That they can abuse a gay person and that's okay. This is this guy. He is against LGBTQ rights completely and doesn't even want people to be able to say gay nationally. He wants to control speech on a national level. This is not some country cute Louisiana house rep.
This is a... Think about that. Think about how many evil despots on the planet in the history of this country have said that you cannot say certain things in certain groups. Angie Craig received a standing ovation Wednesday when she taunted Mike Johnson, who would soon be the elected Speaker of the House, behind the man behind the Don't Say Gay federal bill, by sending a shout-out to her wife. Happy wedding anniversary to my wife, Craig called out. She then cast her vote. Hakeem Jeffries, Craig's Johnson-directed jibe spurred House members to rise to their feet and applaud. For a good 10 seconds, the Minnesota representative also shared photos of her wife, Cheryl, on Twitter. Happy anniversary to you, my amazing wife, Cheryl. Craig wrote, I'm so lucky to be sharing this adventure called life with you. Craig's shout-out arrived at the House, faced its own adventure Wednesday afternoon with the Republican election of this new speaker. I want to make sure you understand something. Johnson is trying to write a bill where Angie Craig, for just doing that, would be arrested and charged with a crime. I want to make sure you understand how extreme this guy is. Under Johnson's rules, under his federal Don't Say Gay bill, Angie Craig just saying happy anniversary to her wife on the House floor would be a crime and she would have been arrested. And then you brought up, was he Hugo Chavez?
Yeah, I believe he was the guy that was insinuating that Hugo Chavez, who died like almost 20 years ago.
Oh, Hugo.
Overturning 2020's election.
Did Hugo Chavez do that? I mean, he doesn't really good at running his own country. I'm kind of shocked he would take on that job, but especially from the grave and all. But, you know, still, you know, it's just, what do you do? You know, that's Chavez. 952-946-6205. I'll stand by it. I think it's the official end of the Republican Party as you knew it. This is not the Republican Party of anyone else but Donald Trump. And their allegiance is not to this country. It's to Donald Trump. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Stein will join us to talk about his opinion on it when we do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Frank Brown, owner of Minuteman Press Uptown, Minnesota's only minority-owned union printing company. We have big news. We've moved to North Minneapolis.
Why did you move?
As a black business owner, I wanted to be part of the North Minneapolis community to provide jobs.
Are there other reasons you moved there?
We have bigger new equipment and outgrew the other location.
What kind of new equipment do you have?
We have new equipment that allows us to print quality signage and banners. We also have a new inkjet printer, printing larger sheets, improving production efficiencies.
Is the new location easy to find?
It's not only easy to find, it's more convenient with plenty of parking. We are now located on Washington Avenue North off I-94 and the Dowling exit.
So do you still print everything?
We print more than everything. We have over 175 Google reviews with a 5-star rating. Call 612-870-0777 or visit mpuptown.com. That's mpuptown.com. We print everything.
Hi, this is Witch Jody.
And this is Greg Bakken. Listen to us Halloween night from 8 to 11 p.m. for a special, spooky, 3-hour episode of Ghost Box Radio. Live from the building Midwest Witchery and Healing is located in downtown Stillwater. Because this place is so haunted, we're doing a paranormal investigation of this location live on the air. Though this is not an in-person event, you can still listen to this on the radio, but we suggest you watch us live on Facebook to see if any ghosts show up on camera. So after you take the kiddies out trick-or-treating, join us Tuesday, October 31st, for our special Halloween episode of Ghost Box Radio starting at 8 p.m. only on AM 950.
When a drunk driver hit my car, the structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That's it. That's the ad. I don't think I need to add anything else, but I'll gladly mention their sales team is attentive and friendly. Their service department is the best in the state, and their vehicles, you can put a lot of faith in the quality and safety of a Toyota vehicle. The structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That says it all. Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies today with a high near 57. Tonight, rain with a low around 54. And Thursday, more rain with a high around 60.
Discover the best peach cobbler at Latunji's Palette. Enjoy gourmet desserts, sandwiches, and coffee drinks. Find Latunji's at 1400 Park Avenue South in Minneapolis. Satisfy your sweet tooth and support a social enterprise built with purpose and fortified with love at Latunji's Palette. More at latunjispalette.com.
Stein's our national and presidential expert, noted author. You can find his books at Next Chapter Books, totallyiowa.com as well, the Iowa Business Report, the Iowa Politics Report. Come to us from KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo, where Jeff is there. And he sent me some photos of you actually getting to talk to every one of the Republicans. Where was that again?
The center of hell. No, it was, it's on the video screen. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at you people watching on the Facebook you're watching them.
By the way, I wanted to let you know, the only reason this TV is working now is because the Twins games were on there during the day. So they were watching the Twins game while I'm doing a show here. And I was too, frankly, in the reflection off the mirror here. So that's why it's working.
You wanted to bring up baseball after how that went down? You thought that was a good upward, message for the day?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you over all the weeping at Major League Baseball with the Arizona-Texas World Series they're about to have. So.
What did I hear today? Something about 2 years ago, each one of them had lost 100 games.
Yeah.
So you go from, in essence, worst to first. No, speaking of worst to first, 7 Republican presidential candidates gathered at a fundraiser for a member of Congress, and we do this studio TV show that then we air on the radio. And, for example, we're doing one next week with the Democrat state auditor of Iowa, et cetera. And somebody had the brilliant idea of saying, let's go and do this on the road for 2 hours with no break. Oh. And I said, what's the talent fee? And then they answered and I said, all right, I'll see you there. So that's what it was. We interviewed the 2 U.S. senators from Iowa, 7 presidential candidates back to back, an attorney general, a congresswoman, partridge, pear tree. It was all there.
Well,
he's choosing his words carefully, kids.
How much back team? Sorry.
I mean, literally, here's the thing that I thought of on the drive home, because it's like a 2-hour drive home. And, it was a good broadcast. We had great conversations. Okay, fine. I'm close enough to all of these folks that they could, if I'm not careful, they could spit on.
Oh yeah. No, you were in the spray zone. You were, it was a Gallagher concert.
And I'm thinking that I've, got the watermelon right in the face a couple of times. And I'm thinking, okay, where do these people go? Who have they talked to? I mean, it's like COVID copia. Going on there. Well, not cornucopia, COVID copia. And the fact that I'm still alive today, 6 days later, is a miracle.
Now, you have to live up to your journalistic integrity right now. Yes. Who is the spittiest? Because we all have been there. You've been in there, you're talking to someone else, mm-hmm. and you realize, you're a spitter when they're talking. And they're it's like a sprinkler going off in the yard. Mm-hmm. Who of all the presidential candidates that you talk to on the Republican side, who is the spittiest talker?
Brett, could you put the pictures up again?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Let's get these guys back.
Because it'll help me in recalling.
Okay.
In rank order, I'd go Ramaswamy, Scott DeSantis. There's your top three.
Scott, okay. Those were so Ramaswamy is a spitter, huh?
Part of the issue, and now we don't need to look at them again. You can take them down. Thank you. Look at me producing the show.
Scott DeSantis is actually kind of an upward trajectory, too. I mean, that's not pleasant.
Well, the thing about it was that, and keep in mind, I don't know how much, spewing I was doing. I didn't see anybody flinch, but Mr. Ramaswamy gets very excited. And, when he's in the stump speech, it's louder, there's much more projection of voice. And when there's much more projection of voice, there's the other projection, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of if I'm driving home going, do I stop now for the shot? Do I get a, you know, a jumbo bottle of Zicam? What do I do? And I decided just to tough through it. And so far, so good.
You're at like a gas station. They got the hand sanitizer outside by the pumps and you're kind of squirting it and wiping it all over yourself.
I'm drinking it. I'm literally sticking my head under the dispenser at the Quick Star and just ingesting it directly.
Did DeSantis have his super sassy Nancy Sinatra boots on?
I did not notice. But here's what I noticed. Okay, put the pictures back up.
Okay. Let's put it back up here because we've got to see if he's wearing the white boots.
No, I don't know about the white boots. What I can tell you is now, I've likened this to the original Hollywood Squares. So in the box normally occupied by Wally Cox is Ron DeSantis.
Okay.
Thank you for getting the reference. His hand is poised and ready to dip into pudding. Don't you think? Because look at everybody else. Everybody else is just sort of natural, and they're just, you know, this is great if you're on the radio and you don't see this, but trust us, there's a picture here, and he's got his hand, like, ready to just dive in.
Oh, yeah. He's got him sprayed like some kind of aquatic creature for maximum grabbing of the pudding.
I'm just saying.
He doesn't look like he's human. Everyone else looks like on a human stance. DeSantis is there. Hello, human. I mean, Jeff. And so,
well, now you say that, but then when I said, okay, thank you, Governor, there was like 2 seconds. I heard a click and he answered. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. let's turn to more pressing issues. And by the way, I will post. Can I post the picture of you talking to all these people? We'll post the picture. Sure. You can go see what you're saying. You tell us, you know, first of all, Ramaswamy, the spitter. But as well, you look at that picture and look at DeSantis's hand. Don't tell me that that's not looking for a pudding pack from Jell-O.
I mean, you just said Ramaswamy the spitter, and then I heard slurping on your part as you tried to take a breath. I will tell you now, all of these, their podcast at KXCL.com. We ran all those interviews today. There is one candidate who was making fun of Joe Biden. No, I'm not going to tell you who it is. It's out there, but I'm not going to. He was making fun of Joe Biden and then wanted to use an analogy to suggest that Biden could not do more than one thing at a time. And this individual said, Joe Biden can't chew and walk gum at the same time.
Oh, can he?
And I thought I heard that. But of course, you know, they just keep going, right? And I thought, that didn't sound right, but you know, there's a lot of people in the room, and then I listened back, and yep, that's exactly what was said.
Who was it who said that?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay,
it's out there, but it it's part of the Joe Biden cannot chew and walk gum at the same time. Oh. And I thought, well, if he could,
a Smothers brother might be able to. I mean, that's a neat trick. So with Ramaswamy, is it more like Sylvester? Is that what we're looking at? Sorry.
No. He's very intense and he's very directed, you know, it's like when you screw up on the air,
Donald Duck,
daily, and Brett comes in and gives you the tongue lashing.
Well,
that's the kind of, it's loud and he's pointing and occasionally there's a droplet.
And the Beetlejuice is playing, it's always, never mind. We're going to move on. All right.
Really?
We should. I mean, I could, you I know, and I, you we and I should. Could, we, you and I could do this for a long time and I'd have, a, I mean, I'd bury you deeper, but I mean, and I'd be laughing and giggling like a little schoolgirl the entire time, but
you and I have done this for a long time.
We've done full shows like this. Okay. So I am going to call it as it is. And you may disagree with me. Mike Johnson signifies the end of the Republican Party as we knew it. It is now officially, you have a election denier, a staunch national anti-abortionist, and the national author of the Don't Say Gay bill on the federal level. This is a guy who clearly is there for Trump, and that seems to have been the case. The speaker, although he looks like some sort of folksy little guy from Louisiana, Mike Johnson is, if not more than Jim Jordan. He is the most MAGA, an incredibly MAGA candidate, and the fact that every Republican in the House voted for him signifies to me that the Republican Party, as we knew it, is now officially dead. It's now officially 100% Trump uber alles.
I think the Republicans took a look at some polling and determined that if they ever hope to win an election again in the next decade, at the congressional level for sure, then they needed to get this thing over with, regardless of who was up. And so it was, well, you know, he doesn't have a, you know, an awful lot of skeletons. He hasn't made a lot of enemies. The fact that he made it to 217, in essence, you know, again, the unanimous, it was just a matter of, okay, I don't know whose arms got twisted on this, but he woke up 213th in House seniority this morning. Now he's second in line for the presidency. That's pretty good upward mobility for the new speaker. But again, in essence, it's Jordan without the enemies. Is that the way to phrase it? And I'm not being flip. I'm just saying.
No, it's Jordan without the Ohio State stuff that came with him, with the inertia with that. And also, yep. And also the fact that he was one of those most vibrant, most visible guys. He is Jim Jordan, but he's from behind the scenes. And that's, right. You know, I think the MAGA people just outplayed the rest of the Republicans. They knew that they have no problem. I mean, we saw this yesterday with Emmer. They had mm-hmm. no problem. They wanted to be the vote that denied Emmer the speakership. They wanted to be the vote because they kept saying to themselves, eventually the rest of the Republican Party will cave. We look like a bunch of freaking idiots, but they basically are still trying to hold on to their dignity. They'll eventually cave, and that's exactly what happened. And in turn, what they got was a dream candidate as speaker, by far the most conservative speaker of the House in the history of this country.
A fair statement, sure. But what else were you going to get when Kevin McCarthy apparently behind the scenes was sabotaging everybody else? Because he still had this dream that they were going to turn to him. And you and I talked about this last week, and it did get floated over the weekend of, well, if they don't get it this time, then they may turn back to old Kev. And I think, you know, he's playing along on this because he's now playing long game of, okay, you got what you wanted, but it still only takes one to file a motion to remove you. And I don't think we've heard the last of this by any stretch, because if look at what he did, the new speaker, and I'm not saying this is wrong, but the first thing he said was, well, we're going to need another continuing resolution. And the question is, do we take it to December or April? April, Matt, more than halfway through the fiscal year. Well, it just depends on what the members want to do. What? What was the point of all of this? Because a continuing resolution continues the old budget. And if you're going to do it till April, come on.
By the way, is the rule still in place? I thought that was one of the things that most Republicans wanted to get rid of, was the one person can force a vote and that's the end of you.
I don't think anything's been decided or changed yet. I mean, first of all, they had to get a speaker.
Yes.
Well, they haven't updated the rules package.
No.
That's the thing that had that in it. And you couldn't pass the rules package without the speaker. So now you got a speaker. All right. Bring up the rules package. If you don't, it's the same package that you had going in.
Well, your argument, not your argument, but the argument that's being put forward is, okay, now that the House can get back to business.
Well, in theory.
Well, in theory. Good luck.
Yes, they can. They now have a speaker. They can transact business. Accurate. Yes.
So they're still going to be the petulant child on the playground demanding that everything goes their way and no concessions ever. So they're still into that pot. Plus, your new speaker now is an election denier who filed the lawsuit to overthrow the election with the Supreme Court. So this is not some fringe guy. This is one of the point people that was trying to overthrow the election. He also is a staunch anti-abortionist, so that issue is now front and center again for Republicans next year. And Angie Craig, I brought up the Angie Craig point where she said before she voted for Hakeem Jeffries, she said happy anniversary to her wife on the House floor. Johnson is the guy that wants to do the federal Don't Say Gay bill, which to my knowledge would then make what Angie Craig just did illegal, and she would have been arrested for just merely saying happy anniversary to my wife on the U.S. House floor. This does not make things a lot better for Republicans at all.
You have pretty wide latitude as a member of the House or Senate in public debate. So I'm not sure any law limiting what would be said would be constitutional. So that's number one with that part. It's a very small part of the whole thing you mentioned. I also, you know, if you're a lawyer filing a lawsuit and you have even the tissue of belief that there's merit to it, that's your job. You file it on behalf of your client. You don't have to believe in it fully. You just have to believe there's enough to get it there. The difference between that and what's going on in Georgia, where there are charges filed, is were you involved in conversation to say, yeah, I know this is crap, but I'm going to file it anyway? Those things aside, and I only remove those things because I think there's enough left without. Okay. I mean, he does not have a long track record, but what he has is pretty certain. All right. In other words, it's not like he's been a lawmaker for 20 years and you try to divine what his views are over the course of time. Forget any of the other stuff. Just look at the limited record with regard to bills introduced, with regard to public pronouncements on certain issues, et cetera. And that's who the Speaker of the House is, period.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that all of these McCarthy supporters, all of the squishier folks, in essence, that's what they've been called on talk radio, you know, the rhinos who wouldn't go along. Okay, they all went along this time. And so what are you going to do if this goes down in flames? Well, you know, I voted for McCarthy and Scalise, and I would have voted for Emmer, so I'm still squishy. No, they're not going to say that. I mean, you know, you don't have any defense. Well, we had to vote for somebody. Yeah, okay, well, you passed up the other empty chairs. I mean, truly, if the guy wins the job through attrition, what kind of confidence is there out there? Well, and I don't know.
Well, and I also think this is that this guy becomes an anchor around all these guys during the election season. And you just, you know, in the same sense as how Republicans, you know, said San Francisco values Nancy Pelosi. I mean, that was kind of, you know, comical. This is, oh, you mean the guy here that doesn't want to have anyone be able to even say the word gay nationally, that you can't even do that here? That if you're a moderate Republican or you're in a moderate district, anything up to even a +2 Republican, this guy's toxic.
Well, it's going to depend on, you'll find out if you see him out on the trail or you see him as the point person raising money. If you don't, then your point is absolutely spot on. Hakeem Jeffries has already been very clear about the abortion issue and other things in his statement. So, I mean, the casting of this new speaker is already being done, not by his own party, but by the Democrats in terms of framing him, because most people are like, who? You know, we've heard of Louisiana politicians, never heard of him. And so the Republicans have lost the messaging on it. He's going to be framed by Democrats. That's not going to be to his advantage. Oh. I also noticed a Democrat reposted something that the now speaker did on Twitter. And I don't know if you saw this little video clip.
Of
I
mean, the abortion AI. where he basically talks about how he wanted.
This is even better. This is even better. What you see is the film clip opens. The video clip opens. Film. Ooh, am I 90 years old? Okay. The video clip opens and you see the front page of the newspaper banner headline that says Trump acquitted. The person holding the newspaper drops it down. It is the new speaker who looks to his right, and he's standing outside Nancy Pelosi's office, and you see that it's her office. He looks at her name and the sign and then winks at the camera. Okay, that's a 4-second clip that doesn't go away.
No, it doesn't.
So at any point, I mean, holding up the headline, you're outside Nancy's office, you give the camera a wink like, heh, 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 okay. Now you got the gavel.
Well,
that stuff doesn't go away.
It doesn't. And I think that the problem for him, too, is he goes and campaigns for Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's going to get national traction. That doesn't help him. And I don't think Democrats are going to be painting him. I think moderate Republicans will be starting to try to distance themselves probably by February of next year. We got to take a break. Come on back. I want to talk about some flips with you. Jeff Stein joining us. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm
Rachel Schroman, owner of Schroman Law, and I believe you deserve information. Our firm offers free quarterly estate planning seminars at our office in St. Paul. At these seminars, you can learn the basics of estate planning from an attorney to help you determine which estate planning documents will meet your needs and goals in an efficient and cost-effective manner. You can learn more and register at our website, schromanlaw.com/events. That's schromenlaw.com/events.
Hi, this is Laura. Tune to Food Freedom Radio this Saturday at 8 a.m. when we'll be talking with Dan Kittredge, Executive Director of the Bionutrient Food Association and Bionutrient Institute, whose mission is to increase quality in the food supply. Dan is a leading proponent of nutrient density, demonstrating the connections between soil health, plant health, and human health. They have a new study about nutrient density in beef. Bionutrients on Food Freedom Radio this Saturday at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast.
Think your company's safe? Your staff is working from home, right? As I speak, cyber criminals are mounting attacks across the country. Remember, when we're weakest, cyber criminals attack. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
The Electric Fetus is having a store-wide Halloween sale now through October 31st. Take 20% off almost everything in the store, including new and used vinyl, CDs and DVDs, clothing, books, incense, Electric Fetus t-shirts, hoodies, pint glasses, and more. Some restrictions apply. The store is open 10 to 6 Tuesdays through Saturdays and 11 to 6 on Sundays. It's closed on Mondays. The Electric Fetus is located just south of downtown Minneapolis at 2000 South 4th Avenue. More at electricfetus.com. That's electricfetus.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us for his usual Wednesday visit. And Jeff, in the Georgia case, Jenna Ellis has flipped now. She has taken a plea deal. This is obviously a lot of trouble for Rudy Giuliani because she was working very closely with him. And I just don't, I mean, frankly, I don't see any way in the world that Rudy Giuliani is going to be ever offered a plea deal in Georgia. What do you think?
I doubt he'll be offered a plea deal unless he offers up Donald Trump on a silver platter, and I don't think that's going to happen. I knew that she was going to flip when I started seeing her posts on Twitter that ripped Trump and were pro DeSantis, so you knew something was going on there. And, you know, her comment yesterday, I don't know how helpful she is, because her comment was, I believed what people told me and I should have investigated. Well, okay, I'm not sure that's terribly compelling, but at least, again, it's another one that chips out of the way. The one that's interesting is the one who pleaded guilty to a felony. That's huge. And it's, again, this is the prototypical way to prosecute this kind of case. And they're doing it with the document case at Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm. You get multiple people, some of whom can't afford to go the whole way on this. And so they strike a deal, and you hope they have another little piece of the story that they can tell to corroborate what you had in the charging decision.
Mark Meadows, please, in the DOJ case in D.C. That's now we're, you know, Trump's desperately got to get that trial out of the way somehow, because if Meadows flips on him, he's done.
Well, Meadows did not get charged in D.C., did in Georgia, did not in D.C., and now has immunity in D.C., yeah. Right?
Yes, I believe that's the term.
We talked about this, you know, months ago when you ran the pool of who's the most likely to flip. He was on the trampoline doing somersaults in midair. So not a surprise. And the fact that Trump today says publicly, oh, Meadows believed that this was rigged. He knew it was rigged. He said it all along. Okay, that's how you get public opinion out there before you hear what he'll actually say.
Well, and it's interesting. Once again, there's a big difference between what these guys say in front of a camera and then what they say in a courtroom.
Under oath. Absolutely. And when their neck's on the line.
Exactly. All of a sudden, it's a very different story from what they're saying on Truth Social. Once again, I will post the picture that we talked about.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.